on the line with us right now is UFC heavyweight Juan Adams. So next week in San Antonio, Juan Adams will be taking on Greg Hardy. The main event for that one is Rafael Dos Anjos versus Leon Edwards. But one of the biggest fights is that Greg Hardy fight. So let's talk to the man who will be tasked with defeating Greg Hardy, Juan Adams. Juan, how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you doing?
Good, man. I really appreciate you taking the time. Lots of eyes are going to be on this fight, so let's start off with your comments on Hardy. You've been quoted as saying, I hate the guy. Why?
He's just a terrible human being, you know. But that's besides the point. From a professional standpoint, you know, we started fighting right at the same time, and literally every fight I've had to listen to, like, well, when are you going to fight Greg Hardy? Or you should fight Greg Hardy, when we're both still amateurs, one, like, not even fighting in the same region. And then when we both go pro, I asked for the fight, and he didn't want it. You know, his management company's been avoiding me. Whoever matches him up has been avoiding me. And so it's the lack of us fighting, or the, you know, the absence of this fight isn't on my part. You know, I haven't been avoiding him at all. I challenged, you know, whoever will take the fight. You know, when I was still fighting regionally, it was really hard to match up with me. Nobody would fight me. I fought whoever was available. I fought guys way more experienced. Then I go to Contender Series, and, you know, I fought Sean Teed, who was, you know, ranked the number 5 prospect to watch. And, you know, I watched that guy, and Greg Hardy gets these cans. You know, his best opponent was his first pro opponent, and that guy hasn't won a fight since. So, you know, I don't like the fact that he's fought bums and they're trying to hype him up as this powerhouse, this super athlete, where that's just not the case.
All right, yeah, let's get into that. So his first two fights in the UFC, do you think management was giving him, and, like, how do I put this nicely, like, easier opponents? I mean, he fights Alan Crowder, ends up losing that one. I thought he was going to lose that one anyway, and ends up getting disqualified. Dmitry Smolyakov looked like he didn't even want to be there. He just came, you know, for a paycheck. You seem to be the real, like, first test for Greg Hardy that's actually a legit test, in my opinion. But how do you guys see it?
You know, I view it the exact same way. You know, not to knock Alan Crowder, you know, he's fought for a long time. He earned his way into the UFC. He fought through the ranks and got there. But other than Greg Hardy, he hasn't beaten anyone in the UFC. And for someone that's lauded as having all this knockout power, you know, he didn't finish Alan Crowder. And then Crowder's next fight, he got knocked out in 10 seconds. So then you get Smolyakov, who is winless in the UFC. You know, he does great outside of the promotion, but in the UFC, he can't get it done. It's been known. They signed him specifically to fight Greg Hardy, and then he gets cut right after the fight. So, you know, we can say they're feeding him cans, whatever. I think the word they use is, and his management uses, is building a star, so to speak. But, yeah, you know, I'm definitely the best opponent he's fought to date, and you know, I seem to be the only one that's game for it. I'm the only one asking for the fight, apparently. And all of his opponents seem to kind of cower and shell up every time they get hit. Well, that's not how I fight. It's not my style. It's never been my style.
A lot's been made of him in his UFC career, and even if he, you know, deserves to be in the UFC, not just for his domestic violence allegations, which are horrifying, but the fact that, you know, he's been fast-tracked. Do you yourself think he deserves to be in the UFC?
Definitely not, just from a skill perspective. You know, granted, I got here really quickly as well, but I also fought guys that were supposed to be more experienced than me, that were, you know, supposed to be really good. My second pro fight, for example, I fought a guy, he was 4-3-1 with 10 pro boxing fights, and I knocked him out. Then my next fight was against a guy that was 8-7 with pro boxing experience as well. And I beat him. That guy was ranked number 1 in Louisiana and top 5 in Texas at the time. And then after that, you know, for my Contender Series fight, I fought Sean Teed, who was 5-1, ranked number 5 on the prospect list released by Flow Combat. And I was only ranked 12th on that list, and, you know, I jumped up spots to fight that guy, and I watched him. It seems to me Hardy's opponents are just steadily getting worse. None of them have won since fighting him. Most of my opponents don't even fight after our fight, so it's just a different, you know, we're different animals, and I don't feel that he deserves to be in the UFC yet. I think that, yeah, he does have potential. Anyone that's made it as a professional athlete can, you know, definitely has the tools to get there. It's just I don't feel that he's put in the work.
We're talking to UFC heavyweight Juan Adams. All right, have you seen an uptick in your fan base since the fight's been announced because Greg Hardy is such a polarizing figure?
Not really. You know, my follower count was, I've gotten maybe like 500 followers on Instagram from it maybe, but that could also be based off of the numbers from last year. That's about the projection I would have had at this time anyway. My page got more clicks, but not really a whole uptick in fans. I have a lot of people saying they want me to kick his ass, you know. Even his baby mama messages me on Instagram now. Not the one from the one he's currently with, I guess, but the mother of his son messages me and like is sending me screenshots of like how much of a deadbeat dad he is.
There's a shock.
Yeah. You know, and it goes on. It goes to show you that's just another reason to not like this dude. On top of that, you know, on top of the domestic violence, I think he was also arrested on cocaine charges with, all right, whatever, you like to party or whatever. But, you know, for the NFL to kick you out, it means your talent wasn't worth the trouble. And that's saying a lot because there's guys in the NFL right now that have done a lot worse and are still there.
No, I completely agree, and that's been the sentiment with a lot of football fans that don't follow the MMA, which is he's such a scumbag, he got kicked out of professional football, where you have to do a lot. But you both were signed from Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series. Are you a fan of that format over the old way, which was the Ultimate Fighter? Like, did you ever have interest in going into the Ultimate Fighter?
I do not have any interest in ever going into the Ultimate Fighter strictly because it's multiple weight cuts, right? I don't like doing that. I'm also not like the biggest fan of people. You're around people that much testosterone in one building. Like there's going to be issues. I'm a pretty easy guy to get along with, but I know myself and like, I just wouldn't fare well in that format. I definitely prefer the Contender Series. You know, it's added pressure every night because it's not just pressure to win. You know, it's pressure to finish. You have to impress the boss. You know he's going to be there for every fight. And, you know, you can make an impact at any point in the show. There's only five fights on the card, so it's not one of these huge cards where people can get bored and doze off. And, you know, it's nonstop action. And it really is a real feel, you know, that's the first kind of big time fight experience you get because you get there, there's the media, you know, you get the purse to put you in a nice hotel, you know, you really feel like a high profile fighter going on that show. So, I mean, I loved it.
Once again, joining me right now is Juan Adams, who will be fighting Greg Hardy next week in San Antonio. All right, now, I noticed that you follow the Philadelphia Eagles on Twitter, but you're from Houston. So, are you an Eagles fan?
Yeah, so when I first started watching football, Houston didn't have a team, right? So my options at the time were I like scrambling quarterbacks. So I loved Mike Vick, and I liked Donovan McNabb. I was a huge Donovan McNabb fan, and I think it was Deuce Staley at the time.
Yeah, he's a coach with them now.
Yeah, so when I would play the video game, I would always use the Eagles. So I became a fan of them, and I just followed them now, and I mean, I like Carson Wentz a lot. I love what the team is doing. I am a Texans fan, though, and I was really upset that y'all jumped us in the draft this year to get that tackle, man.
Yeah, Andre Dillard, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, hopefully the guy we got works out for us, too. So maybe they'll both have good careers.
Hey, man, as long as you're not a Cowboys fan, you're going to get a lot of followers, you know, from this interview. A lot of fans.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Cowboys, you know, when Greg Hardy signed with the Cowboys, it was like, I remember right tackle Lane Johnson was chomping at the bit to just shut him down and talk trash, much like you were hoping to do. Unfortunately, in your last fight, though, you took a decision lost. What went wrong in that fight, and do you think you've fixed those holes in your game?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we thought that I won that fight, but the numbers, you know, I outstruck him 2-1. It's mixed martial arts, though, so he won the grappling. I won the striking, and the judges, I guess, value grappling more. Ultimately, what went wrong, you know, I just wasn't mentally there for that fight. You know, they made me do either I had to go there, I had to cut my beard. They were making me, like, kept making me go down and trim my toenails more and more. So by the time the fight started, like, 3 of my toenails were bleeding. I just really didn't even want to be there. And on top of that, you know, I wasn't super accurate. I kind of came out flat, you know, and I couldn't stop his take. I didn't stop his takedown. And I was kind of like just stuck in the mud almost. So it was one of those things where we just kind of had to refocus. I had a bigger cut for that fight than I'm doing for this one. And, you know, after that fight, I kind of changed my entire approach to fighting. And, you know, after getting signed to the UFC, that's such a goal, like a huge goal, a big milestone. And, like, I hadn't really planned for anything after that, you know. I was just trying to get there. So once we've reevaluated some things and, you know, set new goals, I think that'll help a lot, and it'll show a lot more in this performance, where it's not, you know, just a job anymore. I kind of became more passionate about fighting again.
All right, how do you beat Greg Hardy? How does it go down?
Oh, well, I'm hoping I can make him tap to strikes, but if that doesn't work, it's definitely going to be a TKO stoppage. The ref's going to have to pull me off of him. You know, I'm not going to stop when he goes out. I'm stopping when the ref pulls me off. You know, that's just how we train. And
like Jorge Masvidal last week?
Well, I won't be doing any flying knees, but yeah, that's the sentiment right there. There will be no love lost between the two of us.
All right, Juan, thanks so much for the time, man. Good luck next Saturday as you take on Greg Hardy, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, man. Have a good one.
All right, there he is, Juan Adams. Hopefully he makes Greg Hardy pay. I want so badly for someone just to make that dude pay because he's such a scumbag.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.